But welcome to the home of explanations. Are you over there? Welcome to More Than Money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. You want to do it now? You want to return, or you want to go square away, get a cup of tea?
I'll do it now.
Okay. Welcome to More Than Money. You've got your host, Gene Dickinson, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning, offering you all of my 780 years of experience. Just for fun, we've invited my good friend Bobby Gunther Walls to be on mic here this morning for a couple minutes. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
Even you recognize that when I say I have 780 years of experience, that's hyperbole. That's the English, that's the polite word for it's a little pile of steaming BS over there. 'Cause
it is? I thought that was true.
No, you're killing me. You're just killing me.
Because you look that old.
And since you're older than I am, I'm thinking.
Well, you look like
it. I know. Rode hard and put away wet, that boy. Oh, please. At any rate, a year or so ago, we were visited by the SEC. Those are the big boy, this is the regulators that large financial advisory firms. Most financial advisory firms are audited or regulated by the state. So the state of Pennsylvania, almost everybody in the state of Pennsylvania is regulated. But as you grow larger and you become part of the top 1-2%, you go to the SEC. They showed up. They're going, you're doing that great. You're doing that great. You're doing that great. The one thing they wanted to talk about, like until my head fell off. So on your radio show, you claim 780 years of experience. How exactly did you calculate that? And you can't laugh right in their faces because these guys can shut you down. So you just, how did I calculate that?
Well, that was just a joke.
Well, you start with dog years. And then if you take the square root, you guys get like the concept of like entertainment, like joke? Huh. No, not really. So, like when you calculated this seven, oh my gosh. Speaking of calculating, good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I love, as it will come as no surprise to anybody, I listen to parts of your show every morning.
So do I.
I know you don't listen to all of it.
I don't. Are you kidding me? I could not listen to that for 5 hours. My head would fall off.
See? It's like a trend. And probably in the top three of my all-time most well-received guests, Lila and Evie.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Two more days of school.
Yes, Monday and Tuesday, half days.
They're pretty excited.
Yeah, half day Monday, and then Tuesday is Mass, and then they get their report cards. Yeah.
We got good news and bad news. Good news is you're off for the summer.
Yeah.
Bad news, here's your report card. Both the girls do really well.
They do, but they do. They do well. They'll pass for sure, but they could both do better. They don't really like. They have their favorite subjects, and those they do really well in.
Sure.
And the others they don't like. Typical, you know.
Yeah, they're kids. Come on.
Evelyn's really good. Actually, they're both really good at math, and Evelyn loves history.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But doesn't like social studies.
Well, social studies is pretty softish kind
of. No, I think it's a tougher class for them.
Well, if they like math, I mean, if they like math, math is very precise.
She loves her social studies teacher.
Well, that's cool.
But she says social studies is hard.
She's young. God bless them.
Yeah.
Give them big hugs for me.
Yeah, they're great.
Monday, you and I will be together after your show.
Right.
Over at Lehigh Country Club.
Yeah, for the Love Ran Red Foundation golf tournament. And the weather's not looking boffo, but they're going to. Actually, I talked to Heather Zare, told her about the golf. No, not Heather Zare. Courtney Spamer was on Friday and told her about the golf tournament. And she said the heaviest part of the rain would be late Monday night. So we might be able to, you know.
Well, that could work out. Yeah.
It's not going to be an all day rain. It's not going to be a downpour all day, steady rain all day. Might be able to get it in. So
we'll keep our fingers crossed.
So the dinner and all that afterwards. This is for the Love Ran Red Foundation.
Yes. Tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Well, the Love Ran Red Foundation, which, and you can still find out more and contribute at loveranred.org. That's loveranred.org. There's a tsunami coming in this country of adults with, they'll soon be adults with autism. And right now, the government helps families of children with autism up till they're age 21. After 21, all help stops, like cold turkey, like you hit a brick wall. There's nothing. There's no programs. There's no help. There's no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this wave of now young adults with autism coming. And their families are going to have to figure out a way to still work and do everything they do and take care of this young adult.
Mm.
So that's fine to a point. It's going to be a challenge for those families. But what happens when that mother and father are now 80 and they don't have the energy, don't have the ability to help one? What happens when they pass away?
Mm-hmm.
So who's going to help them? So that's where Love Ran Red was born, and the idea of we need to build a home, a facility that can take care of them. Can take care of young adults with autism as their parents pass. And they'll have a place to live, place where that can meet their level of ability, because autism has a spectrum.
Spectrum, exactly.
So, and help them to have a place to live and exist and function. So that's where Love, and so they're trying to build a home. And honestly, it's a modest start. They'd like to get one built with like 20 units or something, but the wave that's coming is, you're talking thousands. And across this country, hundreds of thousands
of
young adults with developmental disabilities. And so Billy Wright from the Vinard dealerships has a son with autism. He sees this need coming, and he just did this. And he started the Love Ran Red Foundation to do that. And so what they've done so far is they've now have Duke's Delights, which makes dog treats. So as it ties in animals and the kids, they bake them, and they got their own kitchen now. They're baking the dog treats, packing them. It gives these young adults, they're employing about 7 kids with autism or young adults with autism, so they have employment. And then they sell these dog treats at about 20 locations around the valley. And you can see the locations, again, up at loveranred.org. But they also do other things. They partner with the Tim Tebow event every year, the prom for your children with disabilities. So they've done that the last couple of years. They do those tracking devices. They gift about a dozen a year to families. Kids with autism tend to wander away. And for some reason, they wander towards water. And very dangerous. So they have these tracking devices, and they gifted 12 of those, and they're trying to raise money for more of those this year to buy and give to the families. And they even give the first year of monitoring to the families. So And then they also partner with Bethany, I believe it's Bethany Church, to provide once a month about 3-4 hours for parents to get a break.
Respite.
To be able to get some help. So they've done a lot of stuff already and been impactful already, but they've still got a long way to go to buying land, building a building, staffing it. So that's what the golf tournament's about. It's the biggest fundraiser, raises about $100,000. So we're hoping to raise that much this year. And if you still want to contribute, loveranred.org. And the golf tournament Monday at Lehigh Country Club, loveranred.org. So that's that.
And if we, now we, more than money, we've supported Love Ran Red since the very first day. Bill's been on our show a number of times. We've been a sponsor each year of the tournament. We'll be returning again this year to battle Lehigh Country Club. That's a tough course.
Is it really? I don't golf.
Tough.
So I don't know.
It's tough.
Well, I tell you, the hills on that course.
Oh, that's
holy smokes! That one going down across the creek. There's somebody that rolls that. Not. It's crazy, that hill.
That's.
You got to have the brakes on and go slow, my friend.
Yeah, and that's a. And then you should be careful on the cart too. At any rate. My good friend, my friends Jack and Jared will be joining me this year. Jared's friend Greg is joining us, and we'll have a very, very good time. These are great guys. We will not win anything.
You never know, though.
Oh, no, we do know. We already know in advance.
No, but you could end up accidentally closest to the pin, or there's a hole. Who knows? Somebody could hit a hole in one.
You know, that's a little hurtful. You look right at me and go, you could, you know, accidentally. I am a finely tuned athlete.
Yeah.
Hopped up on rescue. People are saying, are you on steroids? They ask me that a lot. And I say no. And they say, hey, Maybe you should be. That's kind of cruel. So that's very exciting. And you're going to be there in the afternoon.
Yep. From 2 to 5. That's
annoying the crap out of people.
It's brought to you by the folks, by the way, at leader of the Pack Canine Institute.
Oh, very cool.
Because they are trying to help kids with autism have pets and have pets, you know, kind of what you call them.
Oh, sure.
Service pets, like service and also, pets, and they help the kids flourish and help kids learn to control the dogs and all that stuff. It's really cool.
For folks who have not been touched by autism, and that's becoming fewer and fewer because it is an absolute, and again, you're absolutely right, it's a spectrum. So there are folks who are saying, well, you know, yes, but it's
mild,
not a big deal, and yes, wow, it's a huge deal. America's Got Talent had a young man on the first week. I don't know if you had a chance to see. His mother actually brought him out on stage. He's, I'm guessing, 22, 23 years old. On the autistic spectrum, I'm thinking on the more significant end of it.
Mm.
And they said, you know, this is great, but what are you going to do? He said, I'm going to sing. And your heart kind of softens and you go, gosh, just... Kid's got courage, but he doesn't really realize he's autistic, and his speech patterns were very unusual, and he sat down at the piano and played the piano like you and I dreamed we could play the piano, and sang his heart out. It was fantastic. The opportunities here, not just to care for adults, young adults on and as Bill's vision, it's going to be lifetime.
Right.
Adulthood of folks with autism, not just care for them, but to allow them to flourish, whatever flourish means
for them,
for whatever talents that brings. One other thing before I throw you out of here, next Thursday you got quite an event going.
Yeah, we do. We have the 35th anniversary at the beautiful historic Hotel Bethlehem, and that's by invitation only because a lot of our listeners won their invitations in the past 3 or 4 weeks, and so good to have a lot. We're gonna have a lot of folks there at that, and a lot of sponsors there, and we're gonna have nice hors d'oeuvres. And it's the Hotel Bethlehem, the hors d'oeuvres, the dinner, a sit down dinner. And then we're gonna play Wheel of Pies, pick the fake beer. We're gonna do That's a Fact Jack, and then I'm gonna maybe have the girls come up and talk, or sit with them and talk. And we're gonna do How Well Do You Know Gunther Trivia for some sort of goofy grand prize.
Fantastic! Are you excited?
Yeah, this is about the listeners and the sponsors, because this is not, hey, great, you're Gunther, you're great, you're 35 years. It's you guys made 35 years happen. The sponsors did, and the listeners. This is a celebration of you, truly. Folks, I learned a lot from Richard Petty. You never better forget who made you. You never better forget it, because the minute you do, you're over. And you guys, 35 years of loyalty. 35 years of great sponsors, great listeners. So it's not about, hey, congratulations, Gunther. It's thank you from Gunther.
Well,
wish I could invite everybody, but obviously.
Well, no, you can't.
I can't. So
you can't have everything, because where would you put it? Anyway.
One other thing.
Just because I know you're going to be excited. I know you're an emotional
guy. You're going to be there, I know.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that, so that that would kind of.
They have you up in the balcony.
Take the
where
edge.
Where Lincoln was shot.
How was the theater, Mr. Lincoln?
Yeah.
I didn't know if you knew that, because that would kind of take the edge off and make sure that you weren't too excited.
Yeah.
Gene's going to be there.
Yeah.
I'll make you feel better, though.
Why?
Miss Diane's going to be there.
Oh, good. Well, that's nice of her to come. That's really sweet.
Yeah, very nice. So we'll come over and annoy the heck out of you for a while. You wanted to say one extra?
There's one other big event going on today. It's the rally in the Valley for the Second Amendment, and I think it's up at Firing Line.
At Relic Hunter.
Relic Hunter. So that's at noon to 4 today. Lots of speeches. Joshua Prince, who I've had him as a guest on the show. So he's up there speaking. I can't think of all the other speakers. But bottom line, it's a rally for the Second Amendment, noon to 4 today up at Relic Hunter Firing Line. So if you want to help out, I think Craig's broadcasting live. And I know he is broadcasting live. I think he's there the whole 4 hours. But bottom line is, it's an important event for the Second Amendment. So,
and two observations I'll make. The folks say, why do we need the Second Amendment? Look at our government.
Oh, God.
Look at our government.
If this is how they treat you, and they know you own guns. Imagine how they treat you if you didn't have them.
And
they'd be nice.
The folks who say 100,000 illegal aliens coming across our border a month. What could possibly go wrong with that? Yeah, Second Amendment, we need it. There's no question. Number two, Relic Hunter Gerard up there, they hosted us. We did an after-tax season event just for fun event for our entire team. We went up, took all the ladies, all the guys, firing high-powered weapons, generally not at each other.
Generally. This time.
They did separate Diane and I about as far apart as we could get, at least to give us an even chance. And she's a very good shot. So I'm usually fairly polite when she's handling her Sig Sauer 9mm. Very polite. But what a great organization, not just because they support the Second Amendment, not just because they run a wonderful business that you can really enjoy going up there and learning a great deal about how to handle yourself around weapons safely and responsibly, but they're strong Christians. When you've got the Sig Sauer manual on
they
the counter.
Can't be if they like guns. I'm a social justice warrior. I don't believe in self-defense. Killing babies, yes. But self-defense, no.
Wow, that took an awkward turn really fast. If you get a chance, just, and again, Relic Hunter, they're not sponsors of our show. We just consider them friends. We enjoy our experience up there. If you get a chance, today would be a great day because you're going to do several things that are good for you. You're going to support the Second Amendment. You're going to go up and experience a really wonderful group of people. And number three, you're gonna meet or introduce yourself to a company that you might very well enjoy going up there and learning how to handle yourself on it. Yeah,
but I just wanted to give that a mention. It's an important event. I cannot be at it. I have a lot of other commitments, but just wanted to support it because it's cannot be stated enough how important that is. And it's under attack all the time. The other side is relentless.
No question. Yep. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah. 610-720-7900. Well, this is More Than Money. You knew we'd get around to it sooner or later, right? 22 minutes in. Welcome, More Than Money. Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, 610-720-7900. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, and log on to morethanmoneyonline.com, and you'll have the chance to be part of the show wherever you have access to internet. In addition to the items we just talked about, Love Ran Red on Monday. Yes, indeed, we'll be there. If you want to help us raise a little extra money for Love Ran Red, registrations at 10 o'clock. We tee off around noon. And if you would like to be part of the entourage of our foursome with Jared Markowitz and Jack Kinney, Greg Christensen, and myself, we'll actually pay you. I don't know anybody that would voluntarily do that without being paid. And you know what? If you could bring a service dog, that would be really good too. Something that would just kind of calm our nerves a little bit. That would be lovely. And Love Ran Red does need your support, so if you can help out, that would be great. And I'm only partially teasing. If you want to show up and trail us around the course, we'll make an extra. And you got to practice your golf clap over the weekend. It's got to be very polite. Actually, I'm not sure with our group. I'm not sure polite's the way you ought to go. I think hooping and hollering is probably the way. How lovely would that be? We're at Lehigh Country Club, home of the woo 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 air horns. All right. Cut it out. We're having too much fun here. Whenever you get the opportunity, so make sure you cheer down. 610-720-7900. Good. We have our icebreaker phone call coming in. That's fantastic. Love Red Ran on Monday. Lots of folks asking about softball season. Softball season does well. Last Friday, we had six hits. Last night, I only had four. I had two. I hit one that hit so hard the pitcher caught it, tore his glove off, but then he caught the ball and the glove. Are you kidding me? And then I had four hits that collectively I didn't hit. It wouldn't have hurt a butterfly. You just, it's so frustrating. My friend Tony DiBiase just had a birthday, and a longtime softball player. Very, very interesting guy and great, great guy. Encourages me, keep playing, play as long as you can. It's that much fun, and he's absolutely right. When you when you're playing against players that are literally one-third your age and still whipping them up. 610-720-7900. We go to the phones. We talk to Bob. Bob, good morning, sir.
Can you explain the negative and positive parts of cryptocurrency?
Oh, sure. Yeah, for folks that are listening that are not familiar with the term, cryptocurrency is a broad brush. It is the generic term for all types of monetary exchanges that happen only on the internet. Cryptocurrencies exist in the internet. The cryptocurrency trend, most popular, I'm certain is and well, not most popular necessarily, but most well known, Bitcoin. Bitcoin been around three or four years. Started out kind of very slowly. The whole idea was that cryptocurrency was invented for folks who are trying to de-link from the governmental systems. They don't want to be part of government-regulated currencies. They don't want to be tracked by the government. If they could, they would try to do it in such a way as to not pay taxes. They would like to be dark. They would like to be off the radar screen, et cetera, et cetera. Cryptocurrencies, again, exist on the internet, so in the form of electrons, and more experienced in the traditional banking and traditional currencies, dollars and francs and euros and pesos, having tangible currency or having brick and mortar banks. Cryptocurrency throws them a bit of a curveball. For some of the younger generation, it's as natural as falling off a log because they do basically everything in the internet anyway. The claim to fame for cryptocurrency that theoretically made it the go-to currency for folks that wish to be a bit off the grid is the use of what's called the blockchain. And the blockchain is theoretically, an accounting system for cryptocurrency that is unalterable. Once the transaction's been entered, nobody can change it. So unlike most of what happens on personal computers, most of what happens on the internet that can be changed point by point by point, blockchain is a system that is not changeable. So if you enter a transaction that John says he owes me 100 bitcoins, that's entered and it's theoretically permanent thereafter. Cryptocurrencies have had dreadful track records, not just of tremendous ups and downs, but dreadful track records of losses, dreadful track records of folks being hacked and losing literally millions, in some cases tens of millions of dollars, and the entire system is underwritten by absolutely no one. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Very good. So pros and cons, incredibly speculative. No one knows what the true future is of Bitcoins or cryptocurrencies will be. The future may very well be in this obscure blockchain. It's not terribly obscure for folks who have been following it. It has so many more applications than cryptocurrency. So folks who are interested in the technology side are investing now in the blockchain side and largely leaving cryptocurrency to its own devices, because it hasn't really worked out as they had hoped. Bob, I hope that helped a little bit, gives you a little bit of the background, a little bit of the pros and cons. Certainly, cryptocurrencies are not an investment for the faint of heart or for folks who would want or need to make sure that their money comes back to them. because there's a very serious opportunity for your money to simply disappear. 610-720-7900. Bob has broken the ice, so if you would call, that would be fantastic. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, and send the morethanmoneyonline.com website to all your friends and family further afield so they can join the show as well. When we return, one of our listeners actually is helping me out with a question we answered last week. I'm going to start with that email first after this on More Than Money. Sorry, I was trying to add a little percussion. Thank you so much. That is very, very kind of you. Thank you, sir. Welcome back, More Than Money. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. Gunther was very, very kind. He found me a cup and brought me water. Do you have allergies? Not really. Okay. Allergies are nasty. And I needed to confirm this week with the folks that on our team that I wasn't just being a weenie. Oh well. And they agreed not for this reason. So, am I a weenie? Because it seems like my allergies, and they went, no, they're really, really bad. Now that doesn't mean you're not a weenie. It just means, yes, the allergies are really bad. So thank you so very much to Gunther. Let me just tick off a couple housekeeping items, and then I want to share with you an email of a listener helping us out here. Today is my mom's birthday, and we lost her many years ago. Mom would have been 94, I guess. I guess she still is, right? Sure, 94. Actually, I'm not sure how that works. If heaven is what I think it is, she's probably about 27. She's a babe. She's a flat out babe. Goodness gracious. Happy birthday, Mom. We talked about that. We talked about that in the early Love Ran Red Monday. If you want to come out, we'll make an extra donation to Love Ran Red in addition to our sponsorship. If you want to trail us around and be our gallery and do the golf clap or bring an air horn, either way. Oh, great stuff. And I was just before the break, I was giving a little shout out to my softball skills that still remain. And just so that you understand exactly what the reality of this picture. Yeah, at the plate, I'm lighting it up. Last night I had two consecutive skate saves on ground balls to third base. Never got actually the one I got a glove on, then it kicked off my foot, and then it went to shortstop and he threw the guy out. The second one just kicked right off my foot. Two skate saves. You're not supposed to have skate saves in softball. You're supposed to actually, what's the word? Oh, yeah, catch the ball. Oh, my word. I have got to get off the drugs. This is the year. Betty Ford, would you call and make the, okay, John says no. 610-720-7900. Last week, we had an email from a gentleman whose wife is 56. He is 62. She has a rather large 401k/IRA. They are hoping to retire, but the only way they could do that is if they could get a substantial income off of her IRA. So his question was, can she, as his wife, transfer her IRA to him as her husband? And then he would be 62. He would avoid the penalty and take the income. And the answer was no. Individual retirement account the emphasis on the word individual. The IRS says each person, whether you're married or not, it's your account, and stays your account until you're passing. Until you're passing. And then, interestingly enough, yeah, husbands, spouses can commingle their IRAs. But a young lady sent us an email. Sir, we have a call coming in there. That's fantastic. Young lady sent us an email. Hey, heard that he and his wife wished to retire, and the wife had a substantial IRA, but was too young to withdraw. They would need the income from her IRA to retire. Why did you not suggest that they look into the 72T rule? And this is from a loyal listener, Cindy. Cindy, thank you very much. And you're absolutely right. You are absolutely correct. For those of you that have never heard the term 72T, it is a IRS code that allows some money to come from retirement funds prior to age 59 and a half without paying a penalty. Without paying a penalty. That's pretty important. That's a very, very important piece of this puzzle. Without paying a penalty, if she simply takes distributions, she cannot transfer it to her husband. So if they want to take that cash flow prior to 59 and a half, she must pay a 10% penalty and full income tax. Ugh, dreadful. Cindy says, whoa, wait a second, 72T. 72T doesn't work in this particular case, and I'll explain to you just in a moment why. But 72T, for all of you listening, let's say you're 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, but you're not 59 and a half, and you'd like to retire and take some money out. 72T says you can do that if you take the money out over your life expectancy. So this young lady was 56. Her life expectancy is 35 plus years. The amount of money that she would get out would, in this particular case, would not be enough. Her income would not be high enough that they could retire. But in general, does 72T work for folks who want to retire prior to 59 and a half? And if the income is sufficient from that calculation, the answer is sure. So Cindy, very, very good catch. Very, very good recommendation, and I appreciate it very, very much. 610-720-7900. That's the number that James has called. James, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Taking my call.
Oh, my pleasure. Yeah.
We have these ads on TV all the time for people selling their life insurance policies.
Yep.
The other one is the one that if you have an annuity, they give you cash and a lump sum. So I have two questions, basically. Is there a tax liability on either one of those things?
The answer is possibly yes. It depends on how much you're receiving and how much you actually put into the process. So if, for example, on a life insurance contract, over many, many years, you've invested $60,000 and you're selling it for $40,000, the answer is no. You've made no profit, so there is no tax. If, on the other hand, those numbers are reversed, you've put $40,000 in and they're paying you $60,000, the answer is yes, you'll pay a tax on $20,000. The idea works exactly the same for an annuity as well. If you have an annuity and you're getting more than you actually put into the contract, translation, you're turning a profit, you are paying tax.
Very good. That's what I thought, but I wanted confirmation. Thank you, Gene.
Oh, thanks, James. Thanks very much for the call, and God bless. Take care.
Thank you. God bless you.
610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Spent quite some time this past week in conversation with a young lady. And she mentioned a name that we have not discussed on air for a couple of years, Anthony Diaz, an individual who purported himself to be a financial advisor. He was based up in the Poconos, ended up doing some work in the Lehigh Valley, is now awaiting trial on more charges than I've lost track. I've lost track. Civil suits weigh tens of millions of dollars of civil suits. He's been expelled from the financial advisory industry he's under indictment, and there's not just that, there are criminal charges and domestic abuse charges, and it just goes on and on. So really, oh my gosh. Young lady describes the scenario that she was Anthony Diaz's client. He had put her into a number of very inappropriate investments. And after he was expelled, two individuals from his company took over his practice and put her into two new investments. Sadly, from her description, the investments that they put her in are remarkably similar to the crap that Anthony Diaz was pushing on his clients. So that was in 2016 they took over. Back into very similar investments. In 2017, she started recognizing that her phone calls were not being returned very promptly. She wasn't getting information. There are two investments. One she has, as to this date, 3.5 years in, not received a single statement. Red flags everywhere. In 2018, the guys were no longer in the office. There was only a receptionist. And in 2019, early this year, the office is closed and empty. I'm sorry? No surprise. Exactly. So her question to me was, now what? Okay, two observations that I will make. I'll make one observation, and then I'll tell you what I have instructed her to do. The observation is, please, you've got to be more self-aware. And if you don't feel comfortable that you are self-aware, get some help. Get son, daughter, friend, somebody that you know is self-aware. Because if you had been fleeced by one person, and then the next wolf in sheep's clothing came up and put you in exactly the same stuff, and you went, okay, you abdicated your own responsibility. That doesn't make it right, doesn't make it less illegal, doesn't make it less immoral or unethical. It just means, goodness, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice? Come on. Now, having said that, very nice lady, substantial sum of money. She really needs it. Bad company. I mean, they hired Anthony Diaz after he'd been fired 9 times in 7 years. So, yay, what a great company. And I cannot tell you how many people we spoke to after Diaz was literally taken out in cuffs, who said, yeah, I think we're going to stay with him. I think he's a pretty good guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh, John. You can't believe how many people told us that. Well, okay, now he's out in cuffs, so I can't deal with it. But they sent some other guys in, and they seem really nice. Yeah, knock me off my chair. So here's the advice, and it's good advice for anybody out there that has a concern about their financial advisor or their insurance agent or their real estate agent. The Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, it's often referred to as PA Dobbs, Pennsylvania Department of Banking and Securities, is one of the most effective. I don't remember the last time I mentioned government agency and the word effective in the same sentence. The PA Dobbs is one of the most effective agencies in Harrisburg at standing up for the consumer, standing up for the little guy. If you have an issue with your financial advisor or your insurance agent or your realtor, and they cover lots of other stuff, I'm only scratching the surface. You got to call them. They are regulators. And they have the ability to shut people down. No. Shaking your head. That happens. That's bad. Exactly. So bottom line is start there. The second place that you go to is FINRA. The third place you go to is the SEC. And then you go to the newspapers. Because one of the reasons Anthony Diaz finally got popped, we were filing complaints for a decade. And the reason, in my opinion, he finally got popped is that one of the attorneys, he's a brilliant gentleman, up in the Poconos, filed a suit and went right to the newspapers and said, here's what's going on. This guy's a bad guy. Here's what my clients are saying. And once it hit the newspapers, the floodgates opened. And now all these people who thought, well, maybe it's just me. Yeah. Maybe I didn't understand. Maybe that's the way things work. Found out, no, it's not just you. It's dozens of other people. And then the lawsuit started, and then the investigators finally got themselves untracked. Goodness gracious. Just when you think the devil is gone. 610-720-7900. Gene and AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. One of our most loyal listeners writes, I was at a seminar a few months ago, and the speaker said that cryptocurrencies are the best of two worlds. They combine everything you don't know about investing with everything you don't know about computers. That is great. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. One of the fundamental rules of investing is that you don't invest in something that you truly don't understand. And as Jim rightly points out, these cryptocurrencies, yes, it's the intersection of things you don't know about investing and things you don't know about computers. Fantastic. 610-720-7900, Gene, at AskMTM.com, MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Frank writes, how many times per year can I roll over funds from my 401k? Thanks for all you do, and God bless. God bless you, sir. Rolling over funds used to be that every 60 days kind of a thing. You take money out, you put it back in, and then the IRS said, we're not really happy with that. So in general, with a few exceptions, but very, very few, in general, you can roll funds over once a year. If you are doing a direct rollover from a 401k to an IRA, for example, that is an exception, and that's rather easily done. But be very, very cautious about rolling funds from a retirement account or an IRA, or multiple IRAs, because it's very easy to get pinched. And pinched in this case means you got to pay tax on everything that you were messing with. 610-720-7900. We go back to the phones. We talk to Bob. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Very well, sir. How may we serve you?
Well, I have this question for you. Deutsche Bank, the 16th largest commercial bank in the world, currently, it had been trading 2 years ago at $60 a share. It's down to $6.75. And I don't know if I'm exactly correct, but I believe it's like holding $63 trillion in derivatives. What's your opinion of that? And I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Bob. God bless. I don't follow Deutsche Bank. I follow very few individual stocks. In our financial advisory practice at More Than Money, our clients are typically a bit more conservative. Typically, they're either in retirement or soon to retire, prepping for retirement. So typically, they are much more suitable for investing in mutual funds, exchange-traded funds, variable annuity platforms, those kinds of things, where the risk of investing in an individual stock can be mitigated by combining that stock. Deutsche Bank, for example, would be combined if you invested in a mutual fund of bank stocks with 40, 50, 60 other bank stocks. And all of a sudden, this 90% decline in Deutsche Bank would be mitigated by what would hopefully be increases in some of the other bank stocks. So In the interest of full disclosure, I don't track Deutsche Bank. It's not one of the handful of stocks that we do track. So I don't have any opinion specifically about Deutsche Bank. But it is a demonstration of the risks of individual security investment. As Bob described it, 16th largest banking system in the world, trillions of dollars of assets, in a rising financial environment, rising interest rates over the last couple of years, stronger economy in America than we've seen in decades, and yet their stock is down 90%. The word derivatives is something that may have popped out at you when Bob was describing their assets. Derivatives are an incredibly complicated piece of the financial world where a banking institution, a financial institution, will, for example, Gene goes to buy a house and he buys a mortgage. And he gets a mortgage for 30 years and he borrows $300,000. A financial institution can take that one mortgage and break it into dozens of pieces and sell off the pieces. Those are derivatives. And it can be done with mortgages. It can be done with bonds. It can be done with basically any financial instrument that you can think of. And there are, go back to the enormous crash of 2008, it was largely fueled by the sale of derivatives because the more derivatives there are, the less understanding there is. The more salesmanship is going on, the more hype is going on, and the less true facts are being shared. So generally, the stock market being a free and open system is generally believed to be a pretty fair judge of reasonable value. So if they have adjudged that this kind of scenario, this banking system is worth 90% less now than it was 2 years ago, that's probably a pretty fair assessment. If you are a contrarian, and being a contrarian is one of the most time-honored investment approaches ever. Contrarian simply says that you go where no one else is going at the moment. If everybody's going left, you go right. If everybody's going up, you go down, and vice versa. So if everybody is abandoning Deutsche Bank that 2 years ago sold for $60 a share, it might very well be an opportunity. It's a speculative opportunity. It's fraught with risk, but it might very well be this is the true opportunity to buy low and then hopefully at some point later sell high. You're going to have to look very, very carefully at the entire scenario before you risk your money. Bob, thanks very much. Interesting question. Lots of investment guidelines around that question. And for some folks who heard all that, they went, sounds like fun. And if you enjoy going to the casino, and I was going to say pulling the handle. They don't pull a handle anymore, right? They just push a button, right? If you enjoy pushing buttons and having some fun and seeing where that takes you, if you put $20 down on that Mega Millions last night and you didn't win the $500 million, maybe it's Deutsche Bank. Maybe. Voice of an Angel says we got to take a break. It's our half show break, our top of the hour break, which means we'll have 52 and a half minutes left in this edition of More Than Money when we return. 610-720-7900. Gene@askmtm.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. After this on More Than Money.